who are very good producers. They're sending their stuff all over the country.
I really like the idea of having five stations doing it. Each station produces 20, and whoever produces it, produces it. If it's the same wording and it's just different stations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, I mean, I just think that it would give variety, and it would also give all of our stations a chance to do some work for the affiliate.
To become a part of it.
Yes.
Well, we have, in Houston, for example, we have, like, Jim Hightower, or we have some musicians like Robert Earl Keen. I don't know whether that would be of interest, you know, but we could provide a mix. We could provide several options for these stations to, you know, pick a celebrity.
And they should have a diverse flavor, not all sound the same from each station. You know, you can get different people involved that are good, and they can make it sound really good.
Because you want to show the diversity that is Pacifica.
Exactly, exactly.
Well,
I'll ask Janice, but if she says, who's head of the outreach committee?
I think that's me.
Yes, Ursula.
All right, I'll be in touch with you, Ursula.
Okay.
Let me see here.
There's also two other areas I think that we can report in terms of the license campaign and the Northwest network. That some things did happen there, and we can mention them briefly.
All right. Rick isn't on the phone, is he?
No, he's not. So let's do the
license.
Well, that's okay. Actually, RIP is going to convene a work group that begins working on definitions. That hasn't happened yet because he's been too busy with board meetings. But that's really, in terms of what RIP is doing, that's still to be, I don't know, maybe he'll talk about it when he gets back on the phone. But we can talk about the two other things.
All right. Ursula, can you tell me what you just agreed to do when we were talking about the cards?
I agreed to talk to Dina about it, as I understand. What I got out of it was there was a general consensus that, or there was a general enthusiasm, at least, for producing carts on a volunteer basis at the five stations.
Okay.
And a certain amount of belief that that's possible. Dina was going to talk to me about it further. That's the impression I got.
All right. So let us know. It sounds like, I mean, I've heard any number of people that have offered to take it when we get more information. So do you want to talk about the license campaign right now?
The group that's doing this, which is really a coalition between the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, Prometheus Project, and Reclaim the Media, which is a media group in Seattle. They had another meeting. Teresa happened to be here in New York when they did, so she heard it as well. And we have a name. We call the campaign is called Radio for People, and it's the websites have been all bought. Radioforpeople.org, and net have all been designated for our campaign. Right now, the stage we're at is infrastructure building. Pete is building a website. Pete Caracas is building a website for this campaign within the next 2 weeks. Pete Tredish from the Prometheus Project is developing language. In other words, there's a lot of information still being processed to express to people coherently how you actually go about getting a radio station. Myself and Pete Tredish have agreed to be contact, our offices to be contact points for when people call with questions. So right now it's an infrastructure building stage. We're going to be having a meeting, I think, in about 2 weeks, and then we're going to be talking more about outreach. In the meantime, I've kind of put together a basic five-step plan for a basic PR campaign, and I'm speaking to people about, you know, trying to get that going. So that's how far that is. I'm not really aware of anybody on this task force yet who's really interested in that. I think Kalonji was a little bit, but just to let you know what's going on, I think it's going to be kind of cool once it starts happening. I am starting to get calls here in the office. People seem to be smelling it in the air, and people are calling and saying, you know, I want to start a radio station. You know, can you guys help me do this? And then I say, well, yes, we can. And they get, you know, people are thrilled. So,
wow.
You know, it's coming. We're going to be holding a workshop on it at the GRC in the summer in Madison. And I'm hoping to get together enough people to work on this so that we can actually run continuous clinics there, like a drop-in, you know, advisors. So, because most people, you know, need to really work that way. They need to work on a drop-in basis. So I'm hoping that we can get, like, a little area at the GRC and have somebody there most of the time so that, you know, people can come and talk to them. And I'm actually going to be leading, helping to facilitate a workshop on it at the GRC, I don't really know very much about it yet, and I guess I'm going to have a lot to learn by then. But it's happening. We have a name.
That sounds great.
You know, I'm thinking that maybe, I don't know whether we want to do this before or after Grassroots Radio Conference, but it might be nice for us to have, instead of an open meeting next month or in August, to have a closed meeting and do a strategy meeting. I'd like us to understand a little bit more what this is all about and how we can possibly help.
Okay.
So the question is, do we want to do this for July or do we want to do this in August?
Well, would it be helpful to Ursula
planning
in any way to do it before GRC?
Ursula?
I don't know. Probably.
Well,
probably would.
Then we should do it in July.
Okay. Do we need...
When is the GRC?
It's the end of July.
End of July. Okay.
And our next meeting is July 13th. Our next meeting is July 13th, Thursday. So...
Teresa? Teresa?
Yes.
When you say our next meeting is July 13th, you're talking about the entire affiliates committee?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks.
One other thing about the campaign, I forgot. One other commitment I made was to produce some sort of hour-long radio program about this, because several affiliates have said that they would like to air something about about this. So they've asked me to start thinking about how to put together a show that would be effective.
Mm.
So if anybody has any ideas, you know, please. Let me know. Or if you know people that are particularly well spoken on the issue of, you know, media.
Well, it seems to me it should be Don, you, Pete, and Prometheus.
Oh, they don't want to do it. They want me to do it. I agree, but I'm sure I could convince them to be on it, but they don't want to do it.
They don't have to do it, but they should do a segment of it.
Yeah, or maybe they can speak on it. Yeah.
Okay, Ursula, do you have any instructions for us as a whole as to what you would like us to do between now and the next carry out some of the things that the definitions and outreach subgroup is working on? What can we do?
Well, Rip needs to meet with him. Rip needs to call a meeting for his group. I think that's really important. And I think he will. I mean, he expressed that he was planning to. I mean, I think that's really important. start moving ahead on that. And I don't know. I mean, I think at a certain point we have to start, you know, dealing with the issue of a commercial license, you know, of commercial affiliates, and I hopefully that'll grow out of RIP's work group. The other area of work is this work on, you know, building the idea of regional networks and the Southern Campaign. And you want to speak about that a little bit, Evelyn, or about that call?
About the conference call that you and I had?
Yeah.
Sure. As much as I can.
Yeah, maybe I'll set the stage a little bit. We spoke with the program director of KBCS in Seattle, and Peter Graff. And basically, he was describing to us what they've done, and it was very interesting because they got a grant together with the Prometheus Project to build a network, and they're interested in doing it, but it's really hard for him. It's hard for them to like know how to make it concrete. But they really want to make it concrete. And the truth is, and this is kind of a beautiful thing, the truth is, you know, one of the main things they want to do is share content. And the fact that we have the audio port really gives us one of the most concrete things it offers them one of the most concrete things they can do to actually start working together. And so, you know, it really means a lot to them to be able to use, you know, something like, you know, have that kind of infrastructure in place for them to use. And it's kind of like, you know, it's a coalition of organizations that started it that kind of was a combination between Prometheus Project that starts radio stations but then leaves. And then you've got the radio stations in the vicinity that are strong that can help new stations and help each other. So they kind of provide each other with ongoing contact and support.
Ursula?
Yeah?
Did you say KBCS? What's the station?
Yeah.
B as in boy, CS?
No, KCSB. KCSB.
Okay. KCSB is Santa Barbara.
No, KBCS is Seattle.
Thank you.
Yeah, KBCS. I'm sorry, I have so much trouble with those two. I told them when I was in Seattle, and they said, yeah, we know. Nobody can remember our call letters. It's like impossible to remember. But anyway, so he was kind of like trying to explain to us the structure of it. It's basically, you know, you have the startup group, which was Prometheus, and then you've got the stations in the area, which are kind of like ongoing, you know, support for each other, and then you've got a media group which kind of educates the community and advocates for them. And that's kind of how this thing got started. It's a coalition. But then the thing that's missing is infrastructure, and that's where Pacifica came in. And that's why they need us for that. And so it was just kind of interesting to understand how something like this happened. So, you know, I asked them, well, do you have... are you planning to have some sort of governance? Because he was talking about governance, and he was saying, yeah, they probably needed to, but they didn't really know exactly what that would be because they don't really want to start an organization, and they're all pretty busy running their own. And so that was kind of an open question, like how do you organize something like that? Who really does it? So that was kind of what I got out of the meeting. And
they really felt pretty good about being able to place that inside a structure that's already existing.
Yes, they really
like
did.
Like Pacifica.
Yes.
If their main focus, if I could just say, add something, if their main focus is to do shared programming, that should be somehow put into the Connecting Pacifica's network work that the Evelyn, that our committee is doing.
Right.
There's
we did talk about that also.
What?
We did talk about how where that might fit, since there is already the audio port. They don't
right.
want to have to recreate the wheel. Right. And they were excited about how they might be able to help to even promote that, along with Sprouts and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
To draw more attention to it.
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything else, Ursula, that is, that the committee, as, or the task force as a whole, needs to do before the next meeting to assist with the work of this subgroup?
I don't think so.
I would encourage, when it comes to the licensing campaign, I would encourage, is there anywhere, Ursula, where there's material about this that we can read up so we know what we're talking about?
Well, that's why they're building the website right now. The website will, that's the idea, is to, that's what they're working on right now, is putting that information in place. And there actually will be a PowerPoint presentation on the website that will take you through the process very coherently.
So maybe mark your calendar to check radioforpeople.org in a week or two?
Yeah, I would say 2 weeks, yeah.
I can tell the group what I'm going to do is I'm starting a vacation. I'm going to Illinois for a family reunion. I'm planning on cooking, as I'm driving across the Midwest from Illinois to Indianapolis, I'm going to be listening, of course, as you go across on some of these, unless you're listening to NPR, it's all very, very, almost all there, all that you can listen to is evangelical Christian stations.
Mm-hmm.
And as low power, you know, as I pass through communities that perhaps would be potential low power stations, I'm asking if you could possibly give me some contacts so I can maybe contact some people to get the process started. So if you can, if any of you can think of a good place where there's a group, let's say an ACLU, or like in Champaign-Urbana, they started a low-power station. What's the group that started that station? Ursula, do you know?
They have a great indie media there.
Unless you were there, you might not have seen the map. These are basically in smaller cities, correct, Ursula?
Well, a lot of them are...
You're very faint, Ursula.
A lot of them are... Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of them are in the are out in the country. One of the things that Mike Brown, who is the engineer that made these maps, is doing now, he's trying to do a study of, you know, he's trying to figure out which urban areas have them specifically so that we know which areas to target, you know, to focus on areas where there's more people. He also suggested to me an idea which he thought might, he suggested we might go ahead and start processing licenses even if we don't have anybody who wants them, with the idea that we would find somebody to take it if we went ahead and processed it.
Mm. Ursula?
Yeah.
I've heard enough times by now about these maps, and I know that it was a great thing that they came up with in FCB. Is there a website where we can see the map?
If
we weren't there?
I think the maps are not going to be on the website. I'll talk to you about that, Wendy. One way or the other, I'm sure I can make it possible for you to see the maps.
Okay, I think that'd be really helpful.
Yeah, there was some reluctance to put them in the public.
I guess that makes sense.
Just because they don't want to, like, you know, make it too easy for the competition.
Right.
I guess that was the idea.
Okay.
But it's definitely material that you should be able to have access to by all means.
Okay.
Well, we'll definitely have access to that at Grassroots Radio Conference, right?
Yeah.
So everyone on the call, if you know of anyone at your station, what's the website for Grassroots Radio Conference, Ursula? Do you know?
I don't know. Do a search on GRC
And they
Ward,
I know they
Ward has a website. Go to Ward.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
WORT.org.
And from there they'll probably direct you to the GRC.
Yeah, also, actually, I just asked Nathan recently for a release to put on PacificaNetwork.org, so it's going to be on our homepage, too. So there should be information there as soon as I have time to put it up.
Well, as I'm kind of looking for it right now.
I'm sorry, you guys, I think it's WORT-FM.org.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking. In fact, I'm on the GRC website right now. I mean, listserv right now. Anyway, please, we mentioned several. Serena, you mentioned someone in WPFW that may have some connections with indigenous stations. That would be a perfect person to send to Grassroots Radio. They could possibly get a scholarship. There's a solidarity fund that offers a scholarship. And also, the potential for a person that has connections to meet other affiliates and kind of network would be really, really useful. So I hope that all of our sister stations will be sending people to Grassroots. I'm hoping to go.
Do you know if RIP is going?
I do not know.
And
no, I know that Greg Guma is going.
And do we know if Yvonne will be well enough?
Don't know.
You guys, here's the website. It's Grassroots
Radio. Probably not without talking to him first.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's grassrootsradio.info. And I could just say that... you guys need to understand that Pacifica stations are considered, like, huge compared to all the amazing, all the different kind of stations that come to this. So we're sort of expected to contribute to the Solidarity Fund, and they've actually established another fund, too, to just help low-income people that don't fit into the Solidarity Fund category. So, you know, we Pacifica stations need to send people and contribute, and, you know, this affiliates committee should have strong representation there in Madison, Wisconsin on July 27th through 30th. Grassrootsradio.info.
I'm looking at a website
it's
here.
It's grassrootsradio.info?
Yes.
www.grassrootsradio.info, and it says / registration.html.
Well, you can get to those pages from the main one, which is grassrootsradio.info.
Two different funds to help defray the cost of conference attendance. But maybe if your station has a fund for training, one of the programmers, you know, some of your programmers might want to apply. Encourage them to check it out. Passing on the information, the value of Grassroots Radio, it's very hands-on, and it's just a superb networking experience for anyone that is interested in affiliates. Okay, let's go back to the next report. Who is giving the next report? Since you're nobody's volunteering, I might just have to...
Well, why don't you tell us what it is?
Budget process. We want to say anything about that. We did get approval at the National Board for a line item for affiliates. Isn't that good?
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Congratulations.
So affiliates now has a line item on the Pacifica budget. And is there anything else that we need to do, Ursula, to help with the budget process?
Well, I'm going to speak with Lonnie and Greg tomorrow regarding the budget as a preliminary discussion, and then with the idea that we'll have a meeting with the people on the budget committee of this task force in the very near future.
Okay.
First of all, that committee?
Pardon me?
Who's on that committee?
It's Teresa, Rip, and Yvonne, although Yvonne hasn't really been participating. So it's really been Teresa and Rip. Teresa and Rip worked with me prior to this meeting to come up with a budget proposal to the management. I mean, to Greg and Lonnie, and helped me. Rip was also very helpful in terms of helping me prioritize things, and so we did. You know, we did go into the PNB with a budget, and like you know, Teresa said, they actually the PNB voted that there should be a line item. So I assume it's going to be Teresa and Rip and me speaking with Lonnie and Greg eventually. Does that sound right?
Sounds good.
Okay.
So in that line item on the budget, are you asking for monies for people from the affiliate task force to go to both NFCB and GRC?
I don't know if people understand that our network is really, really in trouble financially. I you know, my budget is a bare bones budget because I'm fully aware that we just don't have a whole lot to give.
Okay.
So the budget is a very lean budget that I'm proposing. But it's a start, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ursula, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You know, obviously the affiliates program always had some expenses and some income, and so I'm just trying to understand. I mean, it seemed like that it always should have had its own budget, so that you
right.
could show what it cost and what it brought in, and I don't mean defend the program, but just, you know, it is a huge part of the Pacifica Foundation. So the fact that we now have approval to have a budget as far as the bottom line, it isn't really any different, right? It's just now that you'll be able to show what we do and, you know, just to be able to see it on all sides, how much it costs, how much it brings in, right?
I mean, it is partly, I think it's both, you know. On some level, I think that asking a line item budget for this is in a way saying that, you know, we're not going to have something for nothing. You know, because we have been a little bit having something for nothing. And one of the reasons I actually didn't initiate the request for a line item budget at the PNB. That really came from the board members. But I agreed with it because there is always a cost for everything. And the truth is that more and more the cost has been the human cost for me. In other words, you know, without a budget for any sort of help or any sort of real materials, basically what you have is somebody scurrying around a whole lot, you know, to try to make up for the fact that there really isn't anything there. And so there has been a human cost, which means that basically what I'm trying to say is I've been burning out pretty quickly. So on one level, I feel that by doing this, we are saying, no, you have to put something in if you want this to keep producing. You know, you have to invest something in it.
On the other hand,
yes, we are asking the foundation to spend more money on the affiliates program than it has been. On the other hand, the idea is that if because the affiliates program has done so well without any real serious systematic investment on part of the network, that the idea is if there's some investment is made, that the returns will increase as well. So I don't believe that the foundation is going to lose by doing it. I believe that the foundation is going to gain, because I think that there is a potential to make more money here than we're making. So now that's not to say the foundation has never put any money into the Affiliates Foundation. It has. But it's never been in a way that's been systematic enough for us to really understand, you know, to see the relationship between how much we invest and how much we get back.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
way,
I didn't mean it to be any kind of setup question. I mean, the foundation.
No.
The foundation has put a lot into just, you know, the infrastructure that we have and the archives and the amazing things that come with being a Pacifica affiliate. So, but anyway, all I mean, it's a really good idea to.
To answer your question, no, it is in a way saying that we're asking the foundation to invest more than it was before. It is saying that in some way, you know, and I guess that's, you know, that was part of the intent of it. And
being able to look at it is really important and good. I want to applaud the PNB for, I'm sure they approve this by a wide margin. I think that's great.
Suggesting, Ursula, is that just like at NFCB, where you went off to several stations after that for a few days to do outreach, WART is situated in such a way that if you were to go west, you're hitting that wall of silence, and it's a perfect opportunity for you to take an additional, you know, 3 to 5 days and do outreach in that area of just visiting stations.
Right. Well, there is money there, that has been put into the budget, money for traveling to stations to do outreach. Yes.
Well, you should plan that, because if you look at WART and you look at the Pacifica Affiliates map, it's a perfect opportunity for you to hit some areas, you know, south of Minneapolis and west of Wisconsin, and see what you can produce. As we know, it takes 2 or 3 years to finalize something, but at least it's an initial, you know, plan, and it's definitely in an area where we don't have stations.
Right.
So you should be scheduling that now, you know.
And if every one of our members of this committee, when they travel, visit stations and just literally go in and talk to them and say, hey, I'm with Pacifica, plant the idea, plant the possibility of becoming affiliates. And when you get information in your travels, if you give that information to Ursula, I mean, when I visit my alma mater in Columbia, Missouri, where my sister lives, I visit 2 stations. One of which is an affiliate, and introduce myself to the GM, and visit, you know, KEOS, and there's a new affiliate in Port Arthur, Texas, so if I'm in the Port Arthur area, they're not an affiliate, a potential affiliate, right?
Yeah, they haven't signed yet.
Have you guys ever traveled anywhere with Teresa, or hung out with her?
I've done it. It's quite
she
something.
Carries, you know, brochures about your station schedule. Every person that you meet on the way, we talk about Pacifica Radio, and that is it is an amazing thing to do. You know, whether you agree with everything that every station does or not, it's we're out there promoting Pacifica, and especially Teresa, I've got to tell you.
Well,
I just jump in and let people know that I'm...
Hey, William!
Hi.
Actually, been on this whole time, but we've kind of been just listening, so...
Thank you.
And actually, I don't mean to interrupt, but he did agree to do the cart.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Need the script. He did ask, as long as I have a script.
Or if I'm told what to put in the script.
That's wonderful, William. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Anyway, so I'm pitching. We've kind of digressed from budget process, but as you travel, you can for free ask for a tour of these little local stations and start talking at Pacifica, and that's really an inexpensive way to promote the affiliates program. Anything else that we need to add about the budget process, Ursula?
Nope.
Okay, what about integration of affiliate stations / producers?
I was in Washington, but PFW was in fundraising mode, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to try and, since they don't have a program director, to usurp time from the manager at that moment. And so that still has to be done. And I gave my report on Friday, and since Friday I haven't done anything.
You introduced a three-step process in the May meeting.
What I said is this is still in the concept and formulation stage, which it is. And so the pre-stage, which is where we're at, is to get all five sister stations on board, speak to all five program directors, and speak to Greg Gumma. Greg has agreed to meet with Ursula and I on the telephone. Ursula, can you just set that up with me and him, time-wise?
Sorry, what?
I said, is it possible for you to set up a meeting when you talk
yeah.
to Greg tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay,
time-wise,
I'll do that.
So that we
okay.
can get that meeting. I don't expect any problems along the way with getting the other two stations on board. Who's on from KPFA? Who's on this call?
Rosalinda and William.
So who's the acting manager of KPFA?
Lemlin.
Well, why don't you guys talk to them instead of me having to call her? Or, I mean, because you
Gina,
don't have the... Yeah.
Gina, in very, very briefly, could you tell this committee, for those people who might be considering joining that work group, can you tell us what the integration of affiliate stations / producers work group does?
What we're trying to do, the goal is to connect producers across the network so that they can produce programming and partnership and collaboration. That's the goal. And it needs to be integrated in stages. And as I said, the pre-staging is to get, first of all the Pacifica sister stations on board, get the managers on board, and get ideas from program directors so that we have a good understanding of how it would work, how a database would work so that it's user-friendly, and what ideas and what information everybody would need to make it work. That's the pre-staging of it. The same is true in talking to the managers of affiliate stations. Now, I've talked to several dozen managers of affiliate stations, and they, just like the three sister stations I spoke to, are on board. Everybody loves the idea. And although collaboration and partnership are not utilized extensively at stations, there are, you know, one to a dozen per station times 100 stations gives you a lot to begin to work with. And instead of being overpowered by what that means, we want to start with what we have. And what we have is we have a listserv for Sprouts, which is a producer, it's already being produced network-wide in collaboration, and there are, you know, 20 to 40 stations that carry Sprouts at various times, and so it makes sense to enhance what's already in place. So there's a listserv in place, and there's a program on the KU band available. In fact, I was listening to Sprouts on WBAI yesterday. So I know that it's played, and it seems to me that that's a good place to start. The next thing we have to do, which is
May I ask one question,
yeah.
Gina? How many of our PDs are on the listserv?
on the Sprouts listserv? That's an Ursula question. I don't know the answer.
I don't mean to put anybody on the spot, but I know Ernesto, RPD, is on that listserv, but he can at least see what's going on. But we're not playing, to my knowledge, we're not playing Sprouts on the radio station. It's on our internet.
How many of the Pacifica stations play Sprouts?
Well, I know that BAI does randomly. In other words, when they have an empty time slot and, you know, they're looking for programming, I know that Errol used it yesterday in that way. He had a time slot. Something came up. A producer didn't show up for programming, and he immediately turned to two different Sprouts programs for the hour. I don't know what other stations do, but
I don't think any of them play it regularly.
KPFT did for a long time, but I don't think they do right now.
But even so that's another, that's part of outreach. That's the outreach committee to get them to utilize it.
Yeah, that's something we need to work on. Tom?
Right.
Well, you know, let's be realistic. You know, the Pacifica station's under tremendous pressure time wise. And I think before putting pressure on Pacifica stations to do this, I think the show needs work. You know, it really has to, you know, earn its time on a Pacifica station just like any other show does. And I think it's a better strategy to really work on the show itself and kind of bring it up a notch. Right now it's pretty neglected and a little bit more energy into the show in terms of bringing people into it, I think, could eventually justify that. But I, quite frankly, wouldn't want to, you know, pressure a Pacifica program director right now.
Well, I would like to say, I mean, I know our directors are probably under a lot of pressure right now because we have our Spanish-speaking programming coming up and we have a new election program push. However, I would encourage the members of this committee to get on the listserv. Is it the AFPAC or the Pacifica Announced listserv we're talking about?
It's AFPAC.
I encourage you all to get on the AFPAC listserv just so you can see what they're doing, because they are collaborating on program ideas. Somebody says, you know, I'd like to do a Sprouts program on taxi drivers during, you know, political, you know, events, and I have two interviews, and somebody from Minneapolis says, well, I have a great interview, and somebody from Los Angeles, you know, or Santa Barbara says, I have one, and they put something together. You can see something programming unfolding, and it's not too much traffic, so I think that if you know what it's like to be on that listserv, then it might be easier for you if for example, you came across another station to say to them, you know, if you would like to connect with a whole bunch of interesting programmers and put something together and see what others are doing, you know, you could get on this listserv too.
Are we inviting everyone who's listening to the stream to be on this listserv, or are you going to send how to do it to the members of the committee, or what? I'd like to just say that maybe people don't even know what Sprouts is. It's a program produced by affiliates and Pacifica stations as well. They need content all the time. People can produce a show, and it might be considered. So, I've heard a lot of really good ones. Yeah, I've heard a lot of really good ones in the past. I'm in support of the program. I'm in support of making it better or playing it or whatever. But just so that people know what Sprouts even is, because apparently a lot of our stations aren't playing it. So it's Sprouts, which is radio from the grassroots, right?
Right.
So anyway.
And then the next part of stage one is to determine determine which stations do production and which do not, and then also to get a list of stations that produce news. That would all be part of trying to figure out, you know, what stations are viable to do the production and where producers are coming from or that want to produce collaboratively. Stage two is to incorporate youth programming and training programs. And stage three would be the more complex database, which would list producers by issue, by area of interest, by area of functionality, their technical skills, previous programming and examples of it, special programming, interviews, things like that. But that gets pretty complex, and that's down the road quite a ways before we start working with that. And then the last part of that was the questions of how do you bring structure, quality, and standards to the process. And if there is a culture of collaboration, partnerships, and networking, are there models for it, and can we assemble them for the website by linkage? That is really where we are with it, other than all collaborations need to meet the needs of the local stations. They must have their own voice. So producers want their own voice. They don't want to be enveloped in, you know, a brand program.
All right. Dina, is there anything that you want this task force to do between now and the next meeting? Is there any project, or is there any education or something that we need to do to get ourselves up to speed? Or is
the only
there,
thing
is there
I
any
can
task
think of,
that you need help with?
The committee is meeting next week on phone, and we need to proceed with this. And Evelyn and I can talk to each other before that. But I think that Wendy's suggestion that somehow as a task force we encourage producers at our own stations to get on the Sprouts listserv would be a beginning. That maybe we send out an email to all the producers that this is viable, it's available, and put how to get on the Sprouts listserv and see what happens.
I'm a little bit reluctant to encourage just all Pacifica producers to get on, because I don't want the affiliates to feel like we're overwhelming them with.
Teresa?
Go ahead.
Have you seen a huge deluge of people dying to get on the listserv? I mean, I'm not sure that all of our stations even know about it. So, I mean, that's.
But more
I'm
than
so
that,
I'm so sorry to say that after so many years, but.
In even talking to the managers of affiliate stations, all of them love the idea, but when I ask how many producers collaborate in their programming, how many actually, you know, partner, collaborate, very few at every station, very few. So in some stations, you're only going to have one or two people. And so I don't think that we're going to be on an overwhelm. Where the numbers go up is that we're dealing with 100 affiliates, not as individual stations where hundreds of producers are going to suddenly jam the listserv.
Can I say one thing about the FPAC thing? I mean, FPAC is a working listserv. It's not really a discussion work listserv.
Ursula?
So if you're going to invite people to be on FPAC, you might put a little thought into what it is that you're telling them that they're there for. You know, what exactly? Because most of the people that are on the listserv are people that have done Sprout shows. So usually it's connected to actually doing a show. I mean, not everybody. I mean, there's a lot of lurkers, really, but
Teresa.
I'm just saying that, you know, you don't want to tell people this is like a great place to meet affiliates, because I don't think anybody on AFPAC will appreciate starting to get a lot of mail, you know, as a chat group.
You
know what I mean?
That it's a network-wide collaboration listserv.
Well, but then what are you going to, you know, like, I'm just saying you might want to put some...
Ursula, can
yeah?
you hear me?
Yes.
Ursula,
yes,
I'm going to go off the phone for about 2 minutes. You're in charge. I'll be back.
Was that Teresa?
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say something.
Please, go ahead.
Well, my point is actually that I don't know that everyone throughout all the Pacifica stations and all the affiliates have actually been invited to... I don't think everybody knows that there is this option out there to do this Sprout show. I know that the people who know about it, and I'm not saying that there's been anything trying to keep people from knowing about it. But I am going to say that you know that this is a national collaboration that I don't think everybody knows about, and so I'm going to agree with Dina that. You just tell them. I don't think the program directors of the stations have said to everybody. I mean, it's a daunting task, but I think most of our stations have lists of their volunteers, email lists that they keep up, and I don't think that people really know. Hey, there's this Sprout show. You can do it. I think that if their station plays it, they probably know about it. But either way. I think it'd be a really good idea for everybody at all of our stations and all our affiliates to know about the audio port, know how they can use it, know how they can get a login, as well as the Sprouts program. Because a lot of people really, you know, they work hard on their shows, and they would like for more people to hear it. And the shows are already done. So,
Wendy, I have a suggestion that next week when our database group meets, we will take up the position of writing some kind of a paragraph introducing Sprouts yet again to our sister stations and to producers and inviting them to join the listserv only if they're interested in producing.
It's a great idea.
In co-producing.
Good.
Yes, I think it's co-producing because we don't want to take... We really don't want just one Pacifica producer to say, okay, I want to do a Sprouts. I mean, the whole point about Sprouts is to give them voice, whereas
Well, we'll carefully word it, and
yeah.
Then...
You know, another good way to approach it is sometimes Pacifica producers are interested in doing national collaborations around a particular topic, like on an ongoing basis. Like there for a while there was interest in a gay show that people wanted to collaborate on across the country. And the thing that's, you know, nice about Sprouts is you can say, look, you know, if you want to try a collaboration like that, we can guarantee you a show like at regular intervals. You know, we can say, look, you know, because that way, you know, they can do the collaboration and actually produce something. I mean, they have immediate access to airwaves. So you understand what I'm saying? So it's partly like, you know, a place to feature production you've done, and it's also infrastructure if you want to collaborate with some sort of community of producers that are not geographically based but interest-based, that this is like a guaranteed automatic place where you can get on the air with your product. So that's another way to encourage people to do this.
Okay. I'm going to, my energy level is getting a little bit low, and I think we have two, maybe one. Is there anything else in regard to integration of affiliate stations / producers that we need to work on?
No.
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 Thank you, Dina. Thank you, everyone, on these work groups. Development of Pacifica.org. Sean, do you have anything to report?
Sean's not on that group.
Why do I keep thinking he's on that?
I don't know.
But absolutely nothing has happened there.
Put Sean on that group. Maybe something will happen.
No, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other group that needs to report?
Not at this point.
All right. Our next meeting is
July.
July.
13.
Thank you, Rosalinda. So, any other new business that's come to, Impact. Ursula, at one point we had a subgroup called Impact.
Yeah, I guess that's, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that right now. We've all been so busy. I think it's kind of been happening anyway. Just, you know, informally, so.
Well, I think the most important, the most exciting thing to me is that we're going to have a strategic planning meeting in July. This is not going to be streamed. We're going to, be looking around in general as to if you have any contact in small areas and you think that a low-power station would be a real hit, and how you think that there might be some know of that would be instrumental in starting one. I'd like to pool all kinds of ideas in that meeting and have something to contribute when next we meet with Prometheus, NFCB, and Reclaim the Media. So we could have something to contribute with that. Okay?
Great.
All right. Anyone want to move to adjourn?
So moved. Evelyn, right. Can you stay on for 1 second?
Sure.
All right, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Teresa.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.